This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Today is the April expiry series, so it's a very crucial day. Up until now, what we're seeing in our markets is big moves on either side, but within a broad range of 16,800 on the way down to 17,400 on the way up. We are trading below the important 50, 100 as well as 200-day moving averages on the Nifty. The FIs have been selling big in the cash market. Yesterday, they sold 4,065 crore in cash. The DII buying was less than half of the FI selling. The DIIs bought 1,918 crore in the cash market. The US markets had a flat finish on Wednesday. US 10-year yield continues to hover around levels of 2.83%. Brent crude prices around $104 per barrel. The big stock to watch there was Meta, as the shares rose 18% in after-hours trade on the back of a strong, better-than-expected set of earnings. There was an increase in the daily active users for the Facebook family of apps, which is a positive. And this comes on the back, if you remember, of that dismal Q4 performance when the shares fell close to about 26%. Bajaj Auto and HUL will be reacting to their numbers. Bajaj Auto, it was a solid margin beat. Margins improved to 17.1% versus 15.6% in Q3, so a 150 basis point margin expansion. HUL, it's a resilient performance. Volume growth was flat. The street was anticipating a mild decline in the volumes. Gross margins are down year on year, but they have improved 260 basis points quarter on quarter. But the negative news for HUL is that Indonesia has included crude palm oil in the export ban list. So that's going to hurt names like HUL as well as GCPL. Persistent Systems, the mid-cap IT company, has reported a strong set of earnings, a beat on revenues, 9.1% top-line growth, margins at 14% flat versus expectations of a bit of a decline. Big results to watch today: Ambuja Cement, Axis Bank, SBLI, Biocon, Bajaj Finserv will be tracked very closely. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.